Remembering Mothers, Stories from Our Prophets, by Lori M. Johansson. Joseph Smith. As adults, the prophet Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram became ill with cholera. As they lay near death, Hiram suddenly leaped up, saying, "I have had an open vision in which I saw Mother kneeling, asking God in tears to spare our lives. The Spirit testifies that her prayers will be answered." Both brothers soon got well. Brigham Young. When young Brigham pulled his wagon up to a toll bridge, the bridge keeper asked why his wagon looked so odd. Brigham informed the man that he and his father had turned the wagon into a bed for his sick mother. Touched by Brigham's kindness, the bridge keeper let him cross without paying the toll. Joseph F. Smith. While on the trail, the oxen belonging to young Joseph F. and his mother wandered away from camp. Joseph F. searched for hours with no luck. When he returned to camp, he found his mother praying to find the oxen. Immediately after her prayer, she was guided by the Spirit and found the oxen. Heber J. Grant. Heber J. Grant's mother came from a wealthy family. After she was baptized, her family offered her a large sum of money to leave the church. She refused. After her husband died, she worked hard sewing clothes and taking in boarders to provide for Heber. Gordon B. Hinckley. Following his mother's death, Gordon B. Hinckley was called to serve a mission. He accepted but didn't know how his family could pay for it. Soon after, his family discovered a small savings account his mother had left behind. The money from that account helped to pay for Gordon's mission. Thomas S. Monson. During the Depression, when many people had no money, men often knocked on the Monsons' door begging for work and food. Tommy's mother never turned a man away. When Tommy repainted his family's picket fence, Tommy's mother instructed him to leave one slat unpainted. It was a sign to any passing men that there was work to do at their home. End of the article, Remembering Mothers, Stories from Our Prophets, by Lori M. Johansson. Read by Kate Strongen.